The Insights Idaho Department of Finance communicates department news and perspectives to aid consumers in making educated financial decisions and to inform both industry and consumers of regulatory and consumer protection issues.
Hello, welcome to the 11th episode of Insights by the Idaho Department of Finance. I'm Kelly Davis, Program Specialist, joined by Matthew Melton, Consumer Finance Bureau Financial Examiner. Today, we look forward to hearing about Idaho's Ideal 529 College Savings Program, specifically the key points employers, individuals, and families will benefit from learning.
Joining us on the show today to fill us in on everything we need to know about the Ideal College Savings Program is Dawn Hall, Ideal College Savings Program Executive Director, and Nick Theros, Institutional Relationship Manager.
All right, welcome to Insights. Thank you both for being here today. We are so excited to hear about this program and what it has to offer to Idahoans across the state. To begin, would you mind each sharing a little bit about yourself? How did you get started with Ideal 529, and why are you interested in this area?
My name is Nick Theros. I am the field representative for the Ideal Plan. I've been with the program for almost 9 years, which is crazy. It feels like I started yesterday, so it's crazy to say that. My background is a CPA, so I've been in the financial services. I currently am a CPA, worked in the tax world, so I did about 5 busy seasons in the tax world, and then jumped over to the Ideal Plan. So my entire career has pretty much been in financial services. So that, with my love of education, now I get to basically help Idaho families plan and save for education.
And my name's Dawn Hall. I'm the newest member of the Ideal 529 plan here in Idaho. I became the executive director in July of this year, but I have 2 daughters, and one is 19, one's 14, and they both have Ideal 529 accounts and have since they were born. I'm a big believer in the plan and so excited to be part of it. I'm an Idaho native, and I'm just really excited to be able to help Idaho students further their educations and do the best that they can in life. So
that sounds great. Well, thank you so much again, both of you, for joining us. Let's talk about the Ideal 529 account. Like, let's start with the basics. What is it? What are the most prominent benefits of it? I think I've seen it around before. I was never quite sure myself. So maybe can you walk us through kind of an overview of this program?
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. So IDEAL is Idaho's official 529 education savings program. These are tax-advantaged 529 accounts that are designed specifically to help individuals and families save and invest for their loved ones' educations. 529s came about through the Internal Revenue Code, and Congress enacted these in 1996. And nearly every state has a 529 program, and Idaho started IDEAL in 2001.
Yeah, and really the biggest, you know, kind of the benefits, as you were talking about, really the tax benefits. The whole reason people use 529 plans are for those tax benefits. So the biggest kind of tax benefit and the biggest benefit that Idaho taxpayers get is there's an Idaho state tax deduction for individuals who use the plan. So as Dawn said, every state in the country has one. This is specific for Idaho taxpayers. So you have to be an Idaho taxpayer, and you have to put money into an Idaho 529 account. And once you do those two things, right, which is pretty easy to accomplish, you then get to deduct annually up to $12,000 of your contributions if you're married filing joint, and up to $6,000 of your contributions if you're a single filer. It's one of the bigger or the most generous tax benefits in the country, which is great for Idaho taxpayers. And then one of the nice things about the deduction is you don't actually have to be the account owner to receive the deduction. You just have to contribute into an Idaho account. So if it's friends and families, grandma and grandpas, aunts and uncles that are contributing to the account, if they're an Idaho taxpayer, they get the additional benefit of deducting those funds off their Idaho state taxes. And then lastly, you also get taxed for growth while your money is in the account, right? And then you also get tax-free withdrawals for qualified expenses. And we'll get into those qualified expenses, I think, here coming up here shortly. But if you use your money for a qualified expense, then your growth is going to come out federal and state tax-free.
Oh, that's interesting. So to what you said about multiple family members having access to the one account, like I don't have kids myself, but I have nieces and nephews.
Absolutely.
And that sort of thing. Yeah. So if my sister, their mom, sets up a 529, like I can throw some in for their birthday, or grandma and grandpa can throw some in just at any time, and everybody can contribute to this account.
Absolutely. And we actually have this great program called YouGift, where when you open an account, you get a code that's unique to that account, and you can send that code out to friends and family. And then they can just take that code, plug it in online, and electronically gift funds directly into kids' accounts.
So
it's
wow.
A really, really cool option. As a parent of 2 kids, it's one of my favorite options, features of the plan.
Put that in the old graduation notice,
exactly.
A little QR code to the, you know,
exactly.
To the account.
So
I like it.
That's a really cool option.
And you as the uncle get the tax deduction.
Yep. Hey, yep. I'm keeping that part, kids. Yep, sorry.
Right.
That's great. So this is an education-specific account. This is different than just a regular savings account, right? It's specific to that. So what sort of things can you use this ideal savings account on?
That's a great question. And actually, that's expanded over the last few years. So it's very versatile these days. The primary thing, of course, is, you know, post-secondary education. And that includes two-year and four-year universities and colleges. But it also includes vocational and technical schools, career retraining schools, dual credit courses, graduate schools. And again, in the past few years, it has been expanded so that you can use it on K through 12, tuition only there, $10,000 per year per student, but that's great if your kids are in a private school or something along those lines. Additionally, you can use it for apprenticeship programs if they are federally registered. And another new feature is that you can use them for student loan repayments, which is another wonderful feature. So if you're past your education days, but you still have some student loans to repay, again, you can get that tax benefit for yourself or a beneficiary, and there's a $10,000 lifetime limit on that per individual.
Oh, that's big time. So if I have, like, my niece is graduating high school, maybe it's a little late to get on for her high school education, or maybe she's got her college all figured out, but you can put this savings account toward the student debt.
Correct.
Wow, that's great.
It's a little limited because it is $10,000 per lifetime, right, that you can pull out, but it's still an option. You can get your tax benefit, your tax deduction, and then still get that and pay off some of those student loans.
That's a big chunk, 10 grand anyway. Yep. Yeah, yep, that's exactly. Great.
That's awesome. And I know with this, there also is some opportunity for employers to have these benefits. So what are some of the benefits to employers who may be considering offering a matching program so their employees can really get the bang for their buck for this?
Yeah, and they're basically what I do for the company is most of my time is spent with working with employers. And so there's kind of two ways that an employer can offer the ideal plan. The first one is a payroll direct deposit. It's a free, easy, voluntary benefit they can offer, right? And it basically allows them to have their employees pull money directly from their paychecks. It is a true post-tax direct deposit, so it's that simple. No pre-tax payroll deduction, right? So it's very, very simple. And then the nice thing about that is studies show that employees who save with a direct deposit save 75% more if they have that direct deposit option. So it's really a cool option for employers. And then the second kind of option is a more hands-on option for employers. And it's actually a tax credit that they can get for them contributing into employees' accounts. So they can actually take a tax credit, 20% tax credit up to $500 per employee. And then those employees can actually deduct that amount off of their Idaho state taxes.
Oh, wow. So this is a tax credit for employers. Correct. As well as the tax deduction for the employees contributing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly, right? So there's kind of those two ways, kind of the easy, free option, right? Very simple to offer. And then the kind of more hands-on, but it's a great way for employers to attract and retain employees with that option.
So let's talk. So you mentioned you most of your job is spent talking to employers. Yep. And that sort of thing.
Yep.
And I imagine you both probably have a great deal of that. You're traveling all over the state, talking to not just employers, but consumers, students, parents of students, that sort of thing, about all of these college savings plans. And there's a lot of options out there. What do you find that people are most surprised to hear about when you're talking about this or talking about saving for education in general? Yep. Like, what do you find?
With the plan, by far the biggest thing that most people, you know, are surprised about is that it doesn't have to be used at an Idaho institution.
No kidding.
By far the biggest myth, right? I hear it every single day when I'm talking to people. When I say that it doesn't have to be used in Idaho institutions, the number one thing that people get wrong about the plan. And as Don said, anywhere in the country, you know, trade schools, two-year, four-year graduate schools, as long as it's an accredited institution, you can use your 529 funds there. And then the second thing that I get a lot is just the different options people have if their kid doesn't go, right? So a lot of people might think it's a use or lose it program or what their options are. And so, right, people can let it grow. They can wait till have grandkids and move to grandkids. You can change your beneficiaries on the account. So once you name your beneficiary, you're not stuck with that beneficiary. You can change it to another qualified family member within your family. And then a new law at the beginning of 2024 is you can now actually roll it into a Roth IRA in the name of the beneficiary.
Oh, wow.
That's a brand new law. Now, the 529 plan would have had to have been open for 15 years for you to be eligible to do this. So if you're just starting, right, you got some time until this takes effect. But if you've been started, you know, when your kid's young, now they're 18, you do have this option to roll it into a Roth IRA in the name of the beneficiary. And then lastly, you can take money out and take a non-qualified withdrawal. So maybe you have an emergency or you just need the funds, you always have access to your money. If you take a non-qualified withdrawal, then you're gonna have some tax consequences to go along with that.
That Roth IRA thing is, that's big time.
It is.
That's because that's, I imagine 2001, you said, is when it started in Idaho. So yep. Maybe a lot of folks have been paying in for 15 plus years and they get, you know, for some whatever reason, the beneficiary decides not to go to school or can't or won't or whatever. Yep. And there's another option right there to roll it over into another different type of like retirement savings account. That's big time.
Yeah. So those are some of the flexible things that we've been talking about that are new to the program that really take care of some of the previously, you know, things that might have held people back from wanting to join into the program. The other thing that I want to point out is that we have found that studies have shown that kids who have a college savings account are 7 times more likely to go to college and 7 times more likely to graduate from college if they have a college savings account with as much or as little as $25 in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is big. I mean, really the reason for that is, you know, could just kind of change that college culture within families. If somebody opens up a college savings account for their kid, they're sitting around the dinner table and they're talking about college and the kid, you know, now thinks they can actually do it. So these can be pretty powerful tools.
Wow. Yeah. It kind of puts the hat over the fence, right? Here's an account for college. So guess who's going to college?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's awesome. I just want to hear from both of you, you know, what is something that you both are most excited about moving forward as the Ideal 529 continues to grow? Obviously, you guys have seen growth from 2001 to now, but, you know, what are some things on the horizon that you both are super excited about?
You know, I'm really excited to educate parents on the true costs of education, the importance of saving from the time kids are young, and the flexibility in the program. Some of these things we've just been talking about, you know, they really have made these programs something that are really easy, user-friendly, employers can get involved, and it's just a great opportunity to give your kids that leg up.
Yeah, and for me, it's really on the employer side, right? It's really what I do. So I'm really excited to see in the future employers really start taking ownership of this and allowing their employees to save in their kids' education. Hopefully we'll get some more employers around the country or around the state that are willing to contribute into their employees' account and really take it, use it as an actual benefit. So I'm pretty excited to see what that looks like in the future for employers.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I guess the big question of after hearing all this information is, how do you get started? And that can be, you know, from the consumer parent side and the employer side. What is your biggest selling point of, hey, you should get this started, and how can people enroll in this?
It is super, super easy for individuals. The easiest way to enroll is to do it online at idsaves.org. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. And we also have an app, which is ReadySave 529. You can just download the app and set up your account directly on the app. And another fun fact is we've found that people who download the app are much more likely to have a recurring contribution to keep their eyes on the growth of that account and to keep it updated and continuing to contribute to it.
And then from the employer side, you can go to idsaves.org/employer. And then all my contact information will be on the website. Probably the best thing to do, get a hold of me. Love to answer anybody's questions, especially from the employer side, and walk them through how to offer the plan. They're talking about contributing, right? We can kind of walk them, more than happy to hold their hand through that process. But get to the website. It's kind of the key to opening up the accounts.
That's awesome.
That sounds great. I got my $25. Let's go. Let's throw it in there.
All right.
Just get it done.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Don and Nick, for your time and this collaboration and conversation. This was super beneficial and great information for Idaho consumers. I know for myself, this is new to me, so it's awesome to hear about this. I grew up in Colorado, and I'm sure there's something that's there, but I had no idea. So it's really awesome to see this and see both of your passions to get Idaho students ready to rock and roll. So thank you so much, and we really enjoyed having you on the Insights podcast today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
For having us. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you all for joining us on episode 11 of Insights. We loved having this great group on the podcast today to share their Ideal 529 expertise with us. For new releases, subscribe to the IDOF Insights podcast on YouTube or your preferred podcast platform. Also, follow the Idaho Department of Finance on Facebook at IdahoDOF and Twitter at Idaho Finance for the most recent tips, resources, and important alerts about financial services and providers.
We welcome suggestions for future podcast topics that are important to our stakeholders and all Idaho consumers. Please consider forwarding suggestions and feedback to our email, finance@finance.idaho.gov. The Department of Finance reminds our listeners that we are committed to safeguarding the financial health of Idahoans through the appropriate oversight of diverse financial institutions, as well as the education and protection of consumers. For more information on financial literacy topics and or additional information, please visit our website at www.finance.idaho.gov.